You're listening to Israel Scene, and I'm Steve. And this week, I visited the first annual 2007 AP Symposium at the Artist Village of Ein Hod, which is located close to the port city of Haifa. And it was just an exciting experience. I had a great time meeting all the international artists and, of course, the local artists. And this symposium was at the initiative of Nachama Levendel and Nadav Blach. They're both artists who participated in similar events like these around the world. They decided to bring it back home to the Ein Hod Artist Village and invite all of these wonderful international artists so they could get together with the local artists, share their experiences collectively, come together and collaborate. And the symposium was made possible with the help of Mr. Carmel Sella, chairman of the Carmel Coast Council, Mr. Akram Hasson, mayor of Daliat El Carmel, Yusufia, Mr. Dudu Hareri, head of the Old Akko Development, and Mr. Moshe Zurich, who we interviewed, head of the Haifa Tourist Association. And all the artists were guests of Ein Hod. This interview starts off with the introduction by all of the artists simultaneously introducing themselves in their native language. So enjoy.
Pobole in Israel.
Nazywam się Aurelia Mandziu.
Moim zdaniem klimat się troszkę zmienia.
Mi destartalarlo radio quando stava.
Estos procesos que son demasiado complicados como para...
E poi facciamo quello che dobbiamo fare.
Organizziamo. Kvuzat blok, אנחנו עובדים ביחד.
Kvuzat blok עושה כאן אומנות ואסטרונומיה ודברים
אחרים.
Okazja, żeby zrobić ciekawą.
And to meet people from all the different...
Ich weiß jetzt gar nicht mehr so genau.
Die Karte Differenzen der Kultur.
Jetzt ist aber mein Studium auch mal die Filme Haifa.
So, we welcome you, and they're very interesting people. They do wonderful work. I recommend to you after we're having a cocktail party at the restaurant Doña Rosa, but after that, I invite you to come to our place and see the works that they're doing, which is incredibly interesting in a very, very short time. I would like also to tell you that on Shabbat, Saturday at 7 o'clock, we are having an exhibition with the work that was done over here, and it will be the opening will be at 7 o'clock at Castra. Okay? Tu conosci Castra? Vicino a te? Betach, Ken. Okay? And that's it. Bravo to you.
So we're here at the museum in Ein Hod. We're with manager Raya.
My name is Raya Zomertal. I'm the director of the Yanko Dada Museum in the artist village Ein Hod. We do a lot of activity in contemporary art, in the field of contemporary art. We have a permanent exhibition of Marcel Janko, the famous artist from the Dada movement. And we have a few more exhibition halls where we do all kinds of different artistic creativity, such as exhibition, performance, and so on. Right now we have two exhibitions of young Israeli artists. And we also have a Dada Lab, which is the only artistic laboratory in the world. That's what we believe. And everybody's invited.
So what do you think of the event that's taking place in Ein Hod right now with all the artists from all over the world?
It's absolutely wonderful. Nadav and Dechama are wonderful people. And I hope that next year we'll do it together with the museum.
It sounds wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to share about the museum?
Well, we are a Dada museum. And as a Dada Museum, we do all kinds of activities that other museums don't do. For instance, we have here a pit that was actually dug beneath the museum. And that's where we do video exhibitions. And we also do different kinds of exhibition. For instance, a few years ago, we opened a shop of a bus artifact, one in a chain. And for 3 weeks, we had salesmen that were selling here all kinds of sinks and toilets and so on. And of course, it was a homage to Marcel Duchamp. But whoever has a crazy idea, this is the place.
This is the location to come to.
Absolutely.
And the museum is open at what hours?
Right now it's open between 8:30 and 2 o'clock, and on Saturday between 10 and 3. But we might change the hours, so they should look through our website, which is www.jankodada.coil.
Can you spell that?
Janko is J-A-N-C-O-D-A-D-A.
Thank you so much.
You will.
So right now we're with Moshe Tzur from the Haifa Tourist Board. So, Moshe, what do you think of the symposium here in Ein Hod?
I think it's a wonderful symposium. I think that's, again, an opportunity to try to bring different art from different countries, to bring them together to Israel, of course, to our piece of land, Haifa. I think it's very important to show and to expose what we have here in Israel, here in Haifa, especially today. I think that it can create a new line of attraction, that artists can come here for a symposium to try to expose what they are doing and also to share what they are doing with Israeli artists, like here in Ein Hod. Of course, to come and to visit Haifa, the city. I hope that they are going to have something to do about Haifa too. That's what I was told, that they are going to paint something about Haifa, do something about the wonderful Haifa. And I think that really Haifa, that's I think the most beautiful city in Israel, together with special artists from different countries, each of them can expose the beauty, how he see Haifa, how he see the country, and together to try to create something that's really unique for our country, for our city, for our area, especially today, you know, after so many years of intifada of Poland that we had with the Palestinian. And I'm sure that slowly, slowly, we are going to a different country, different area, that people will understand, will know how to live with each other. In Haifa, six religions are living together. The Jewish, the Muslim, the Christian, the Baha'i, the Druze. It's been everybody living peaceful in Haifa. I think it's also a wonderful location is, for example, to come in December, that we are celebrating a unique holiday we are calling the holiday of the holidays. It's the only holidays that such holiday that we are in the world that we are celebrating in Haifa for 1 month. We are celebrating the Jewish Hanukkah, Christmas for the Christian, and the Ramadan, the Muslims. And it's really wonderful to try to see how people are living together, are celebrating together in our Arab neighborhood. It's really, you know, to expose and to see that how people can really live together, no war, no problems. It's meant to try to understand that we are now in a new mood for a new generation. And I think that we can expose that a lot of things can be done. And the artist is a part of that, because everybody like art. But every artist see the same thing differently. And that's how is the life.
The conversation that I've had with some of the Israeli artists is that there's not enough support from the government, from municipalities, to help them, the young artists, to be able to work in Haifa so that they can create work and be able to present it here and other cities too around Israel. Is there anything that you can suggest can help these young artists, be able to give them some sort of funding so that they can stay, first of all, stay in Israel and be able to express their art in a wonderful city like Haifa?
It's a very important point. First of all, I think we are lucky that our mayor, Mr. Yonah Yahav, he really like the cultural and the cultural tourism especially. And artists, it's a part of that. But unfortunately, you know, each of the municipality has problem. And of course, as you know, the government too. And to try, you know, to share the budget, it's sometimes its priorities, different point of view. But I think, for example, if you are taking a village like here in Hod, that it's 10 minutes from Haifa, it's really not the part of the Haifa. To try to create, again, a special village that can support. And I think the government should support artists to try to expose, to work, here in like a village like in Hod or even in Haifa, I don't think that the municipality has the power and the budget to try to support. Because what it's meant to support, it's not only to support, you know, a place where to live. You need to support them, you know, for living. It's mean food and all the other things. It's a lot of money, especially, you know, for the beginning. That's why I think that it's an issue that the government should really try to find the support. And I tell you why, for example, Haifa is a special city with no problem. You know, Arabs, they are living even in Tel Aviv, in Jaffa. But in Jaffa, for example, they are living in a separate neighborhood. In Haifa, the Arabs and the Jews, they are living together in the same neighborhood. And then create that it's not a different, okay? It's something that makes them together. And that is our secret. It's not only to speak about integration. It's not only to speak about, you know, the way and to find the system how people can live together. The secret is to live together. Very simple, to live together.
That's so simple.
Yeah, but that is the secret. Not to speak about peace, to do peace. Not to speak about artists, to support the artists. We have the formula, and we know how to do it.
Thank you so much.
One of the artists at the AP Symposium, his name is Doron Golan. Obviously, he's Israeli, but also he's listed from the States. So, are you living here now, or are you living in the States, or both?
Well, I live in both places. After living in New York for 25 years, it became a home, if you want it or not. So, even though I'm an Israeli-born artist, I practice here a lot, and I moved to New York. I've been back now, and I am residing in Tel Aviv at the moment. But I'm going there quite often, you know, at least once a year for a couple of months, and I'm doing my stuff there as well.
When did you first realize that you were an artist?
Well, it was, I didn't realize it, my father did. Actually, at the age of three, I remember him telling me, you are an artist, you know, and probably that's what made it. No, but seriously, I would say at the age of, in my late teens, my mother was a painter, she passed away, and, you know, I spent a lot of time along her, watching her paint, and obviously, when I wanted to start create, I was a painter at first, and later on, I switched, and at this point of in my career, in my life, I'm a video artist. I've been doing it for the last decade or so. And most of my work is like what's known as video art. And I've been showing it a lot on the internet, on the web. And my work is geared toward being presented on the web.
And the website that people can watch or view your artwork?
And the website is the9th.com. It's T-H-E, the number 9th.com. That's where my personal work is.
So, who would you say influenced you the most?
As far as my art or my life? I don't know. There is no particular person or perhaps my mother, you know, who started it all. But I like a lot of visual artists, you know. I watch a lot of plastic art and video art, and I'm influenced by a lot of artists, so I cannot put my finger on one or two artists. But if I really scratch and try to get to the bottom, maybe there is Matthew Barney, maybe is one of the artists that I think is really great. A contemporary artist who I think is really great. And among others, you know.
What do you consider your most successful artwork? Is there any one particular one that really, really moves you?
Well, it's always the latest piece that you have finished. And I just finished three videos that I shot in Jerusalem. and one of them, they are like kind of landscapes, and I'm using a fairly still video camera to capture a scene of a urban cityscape with a little motion of people walking in front of the through the frame or something. But I just finished a piece called Mourning, about a family that is around in a graveyard and mourning a relative, and it's like a 7-minute loop that is done very painterly, digitally manipulated to look like a painting, and that's my recent and most favorable pieces.
So what do you find most challenging as an artist?
First of all, finding a new thing, experimenting with work and expressing new ideas that come along in the process of making it. That's the most challenging thing for me.
So if you had to give advice to a young artist starting out, what would you tell him or her?
Well, I would tell them, first of all, you have to know what you're doing. And if you don't, you should seek a guidance from more professional people. But if you are more secure with your way that you express yourself, just go ahead and do it, and just don't worry about anything. And just try to have people see it and give you constructive criticism about your work, and just keep on going at it, you know, because after all, it's art is in some way it's a search, and it's kind of a road that like lead to nowhere, so might as well find your way there.
One final question: how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered just by my name and nationality, I think. Just like anybody else.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Fernando Barredo. My artist name is Loc.
L-O-C.
L-O-C.
Yes, my name is Paz. Dean.
You're both from Spain.
Yes, that's right.
So I have a couple of questions that I'm asking all the artists. So if you can answer them if you feel up to it. When did you first realize that you were artists?
I was learned to draw before to speak. I'm one very bad boy and very good artist.
That sounds good.
I think so.
And you?
Oof. I don't know. I started really very... Since I was young, I started doing strange things for the others. And it is called art.
And I'm sure your parents appreciated it?
No, not at all. It was quite strange for them. Weird things, they say.
Who influenced you the most, would you say?
Influence? Bosco, Goya, Rothko, and all the Paleolithic art and the Neolithic art, because my work to put in connection the Paleolithic art, the primitive art, with a contemporary language.
I'm very vulnerable. Everything affects me, and even if I am not conscious, I've got influences from
all over. Yeah. What would you consider your most successful project or artwork?
My projects are one system to connection between the visible and invisible things, no? Not only art, it's one anthropologic project. Each project of my work is another one pieces of one grand project, okay? Mm-hmm. It's no bigger one than others?
I've got two main projects, which one is about women against domestic violence, and the other is about peace. And about peace is I go to a village and I invite all the people there to get involved with the project, and we make a sculpture relief all together.
Oh, how wonderful. And this is, you're doing this now in Spain?
Yes, in different places. Yes.
What would you find most challenging as an artist?
To break the rules and still being in a society.
letting you continue to live.
Yes.
What do you find most challenging as an artist?
I'm trying to get one anthropological and metaphysical system to put in connection the ideas of very much different class, different persons and countries by art, the art like one language system universal with very, very few words and very much contents. My ideal will be one language with one or two words.
If you had to give advice to a young artist starting out, what would you tell them?
Youngers are stranger people, no? Between light and shadow, black and white, no? I only say to the youngers, that please see the gray, because in the gray is the truth.
I tell them not to be limited by any material or any size or whatever they want. Not to be limited. Anything can be done.
And how would you like to be remembered?
Remember?
How would you like people to remember you and your work?
As a person who makes them feel and helps to express themselves.
So how long have you been in Israel? Is this your first time?
Yeah, it is my first time.
And what's your impression so far?
Oh, I really like it. And it's quite similar, the vegetation with the area where I live, which is the coast of Alicante. And I really like it here, and this village is incredible.
What's your impressions of Israel so far?
I like very much this country, the persons, no? We was the other day in the in front of the Eastern Wall, and Muslims mosques and other symbols, religious, all the wall, no? And I am thinking that Israel is proverbial, is the best city in the world for to make the peace, the total peace in the world, because the tension, the war, the terrorism, the problems are to mix with the light, the very, very important questions, no? And all to mix, no? It's necessary in this moment in the world to sit down and to speak very, very, very much time all the persons and put the arms, no? Only in the arts installation of artistic terrorists, man not terrorists, only artistic terrorists.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Do you have a website that people can come to visit some of your artwork?
Yes, it's
loc-art.com.
Okay.
Good, we got that.
And mine is Paz, P-A-Z, D-A-D-I-A, Dean, D-E-A-N, .com.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.